The Torah tells in Parsha Shemini, after the Ptira of Nadav and Avihu, Moshe Rabbeinu gives warnings as horos to Aaron Ubanov of the halachas of what a person is, even though he's an avelus, to be careful that it shouldn't infringe in the avoda of the Beis Hamikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu says over to Aaron and Elozer Yisamar, the two remaining brothers, Roshechem al tifra'u, your hair do not grow long. Uvidechem leisafrimu, and your clothing do not rip. Leisamusu, and if you are oivid, the Beis Hamikdash chas v'shalom in the way with a long hair or ripped clothing, then a person, the kohen, will die. V'alkaleida yiktzei v'achichem kol Beis Yisrael yivkas esef v'shesarf Hashem, and all the kohanim would cry over the tremendous tragedy that happened. And the puzzle continues. V'pesach ha'amayi leisaitu, and if a person is in building avoda, a kohen in building avoda, and a sibling or Kariv is Nifter, Lai Seitzu, he can't leave the Oyam Mayer, you can't leave the Mikdash. Why? Because you're building a Veda. And a person that does that, Pen Tamusu, then he's liable, he will die. Kishem and Mishkas Hashem Aleichem, because Hashem is Hashem Aleichem. Meaning to say is, I might think it's that Aaron Ubanov can't leave the Aveda because of the Ptir of Nodav and Avihu. But to tell me that they're nice, why? Hashem and Mishkas Hashem Aleichem, because the Hashem Mishkas Hashem Aleichem means any kohen that leaves Aveda in the middle for a patira of a karev, also included in this azhara, and if they taka do that, they will taka be killed. The Chilch explains the understanding of these things over here. We have to understand who the kohen was. We have to understand what the mikdash was. The kohen was the person who was mamasha, the gedali from the gedali olam. And the whole entire world looked up to the Kohen Gadol, to the Kohen. They were the Mishlich Hashem. And the place of Beis HaMikdash was the place that Mar Kirvus Hashem. And a person goes ahead and serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a place, with long hair or ripped clothing, as Mar shows about the Kedushas HaMokim, the Gedolos HaBayis, how great the place was. Yet afterwards, when it says the idea of not leaving the Avoda, because a person has a tier of a karoiv, the chinuch tells all like this: this is to tell us how great it is about the avodas habayis, how great it is the mishkan, how great is the mikdash, and how great the avoda is doing over there. And therefore, is if this is the greatest place in the world, don't leave it. No matter what, I can't walk out in the middle of the Aveda because of Ptir of a sibling, Ptir of a Kariv, Chas Hashem. And the Chinuch says that Dovah Nifhal Ma'oid, Ki Be'emes, Im Yanichuhu, if a person goes ahead and leaves the Aveda, if the Kohen leaves the Aveda in the middle of the Aveda because of a Ptir of a sibling, Yezilzul Ba, it'll be a Zilzul in the Aveda and in the Mishkan, Yumarim Ba'asimam, it'll show himself, she. But Olam Davar Godom Avodas Hashem. There's something greater than Avodas Hashem. Achishtiyah Nidches Afilu Fishah B'Shul Shom Davar Acher. Even he's leaving for 1 hour. He's leaving for even for 1 second. He's showing there's something greater than this. That means to say is that the Kohen is Mildir Avodah, and he hears over a Shmua that his father was Nifter, his mother was Nifter Chas Hashem, or his sibling was Nifter Chas Hashem. And he leaves the Aveda, even though it's a tremendous tragedy and it's a loss, and there's an Avelus over here. However, when it comes to the Aveda of the Mishkan, and he's leaving it, it shows there's something greater. Elamai is because of that the Kohen can't leave it in the middle, because he has to be able to show that this is the greatest place to be in the world. What's the lesson from here? The lesson from here is many, but one of them is that a person, by showing what he's doing, he's showing his priorities in life. He's showing what's important. He's showing what's choshev to him. If I leave one thing for something else, it shows that this is important and this is not. We show how hard it is to leave something. For example, we know that a person has to do chesed all the time. But a person in the middle of learning, and he closes gemara to chesed, Chesed is important. Shall I close my Gemara at that time to be able to do Chesed? Is that what Hashem wants right now? Is that the priority right now? Sometimes it's a makom she'enish, sometimes it's something I have to do. But other times, mechate is the right thing to do. I have to realize in life, what's priority over here? What's important over here? If I'm listening to a conversation with somebody else, and all of a sudden my phone rings and I answer my phone, it shows that my phone is more important than the person in front of me. What's the priority over here? What's the right thing over here? Which is why it's so understandable why a person who goes to Beis Knesses has to shut off his telephone before he goes to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because if a person answers his phone in the middle of davening, even though he'll say, and that's what he'll do, it shows that this is more important than my daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are showing ourselves priorities. We're showing the ones around us priorities. What's more important than something else? And when I show something a priority to something else, it shows that this is more important than what takes precedence over the thing in front of me. The Gedolei Yisrael that would come home to their house. And when they came home, there was once a big hush of people waiting for them. They said, you know, when this girl comes in, I forget exactly who the girl was, Roshom Zaman Orbach, Roshom Avol, but I remember it was. They said, he's going to come in, even though you're going to be here, he's going to nod to you, he'll go over to his wife, he'll spend a few minutes talking to his wife, and then he'll come over to you. So the person was very skeptical, you know, it's Ish Choshev Moed sitting over here. The person came to the house, the girl came in, he walked over to his wife, he spoke to his wife for those 10 minutes, and therefore said, I'm sorry, I kept you waiting, what can I do for you? And how they knew what happened, because the priority was that the wife sends the husband out to learn the whole day, and he comes home, and he has to show that she's priority, she's first. That's the important thing over here. We see over here, while a person shows things in life, these are priorities by me, these are chosha by me. And if I'm closing one thing over something else, I'm choosing one thing over something else, that shows what's chosha in life. The same way they can't leave the Aveda in order for the tear of a sibling, it's a god of mind, it's a tremendous thing. Even so, the Aveda has to be greater for himself and for the whole world. Ramesh Afanishin, that's all. Once had a maisa. That he had to go somewhere, he had to be by the good convention, by the bar mitzvah of a grandson. Bar mitzvah of a grandson. And he missed the bar mitzvah of a grandson Shabbos. And instead they did on Yom Chamishi, they did on a Thursday in the yeshiva by Tiferes Yerushalayim. And they did a bar mitzvah in shul on a Thursday morning, and Moshe was there for that. And Shabbos, by the bar mitzvah, Moshe wasn't there. Moshe was by the good convention. So I think it was Pesach Kohen came over to the Moshe's son, and he said to Moshe's son, it doesn't bother you so much that your father was so asuk with your dirty soul and different things in the world, and he didn't feel it took away from you? So Moshe's son answered back, I think Moshe was Reb David Reuven, I'm not sure who answered back to Pesach Kohen, he said, I knew in our lives that by our father, we were priority, we were first. Because no matter which person was by our table, unless it's mamish, one of Gedolei Yisrael mamish, we always, me and Reuven, Reb David, always sat next to our father by the Shabbos table. Even if it was machosher people there, as sons, we sat next to him, and we knew we were first. That means a person in his life can know what's priority by me. If a child knows that his father will be first for him, because my father is there for me always, he knows his priorities for me in life. When I know for myself that I won't close my svarim for something else, and I'll shut off my cell phone during, I won't answer a phone and say during learning or during chavrusa shah for my son, he'll see what's priority in life. He'll see what's chosha by us. We ourselves show ourselves and to the ones around us the chashivas hadvarim. And by picking one thing over something else, sometimes very hard not to do it, we are showing what's chosha in life. We have to pick and choose what the chashivas advarim and choose and show ourselves and the ones around us and the ones that we love very much between our children and our spouses. What be'emes chashiv for us? And by doing that, we're showing priorities in life. And the same way the kohen can't leave the avodah, the middle of the avodah, for a p'tir of a sibling, which is so great, so too we have to choose and pick and choose our priorities in life. Be'er Hashem, through that, we'll take a see what we choose in life. Avedas Hashem over everything else, Shalom Bayis over everything else, how important these things are, and Be'er Hashem, through the schus of that, we'll take a be'zoicha to have kula teva shabbat olam. Have a wonderful Shabbos.